1320 WILS. Insomnia, it can be a real problem for many of us trying to fall asleep, and a lot of it has to do with inflammation. My next guest has studied this closely and found that two particular approaches that are that don't involve medicine can actually help a lot. Dr. Michael Irwin is a professor of psychiatry at the University of California, Los Angeles. Dr. Irwin, great to have you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yeah, is this an issue you've been studying for a while, these issues of insomnia and inflammation and so on?
Yeah, we have been looking at insomnia and inflammation for some time now. There's been quite a bit of evidence showing that when people have problems sleeping, mm-hmm. that they have increases of inflammation. As we all know, inflammation is one of the primary biological pathways that can lead to chronic disease like cancer, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes.
Yeah. I'm curious, as a psychiatry professor, what led you to look at this issue in terms of the psychology of it?
Well, we know that many people, well, first of all, most psychiatric patients, as well as the general population, have problems sleeping from time to time. And so we also know that sleep problems predict depression, and they can also lead to these chronic medical diseases. And so I've been very interested for several decades, actually, in the interface between behavioral processes and chronic disease risk. And insomnia is one of the most common complaints of many patients in the clinics as well as in the general population.
Mm. And now your study looked at these approaches that do not involve medicines, and I'll put them out there. The two approaches that seem to help are cognitive behavioral therapy and Tai Chi. Why Tai Chi of all things?
Yeah, so Tai Chi is very interesting because it is a movement meditation. Essentially, when you're practicing Tai Chi, you're also in a meditation state. And we have demonstrated in our group at University of California, Los Angeles, which has been replicated by others, that when you practice meditation, there actually is a reversal of inflammation that's found with people experiencing stress.
Okay.
You know, that stress can lead to inflammation. So our idea was to evaluate to what degree people that practice Tai Chi could also see improvements in their inflammation. We had done an earlier study showing that people, the older adults that practice Tai Chi, had improvements in their sleep.
Right.
And so this study was a comparison of the ability for Tai Chi to work as compared to a more gold standard treatment, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia.
Okay. Oh, so you're saying doing both of them is what helped?
No, what we said is that the Tai Chi and the CBT both had very potent effects to reverse inflammation
mm-hmm.
in insomnia patients as compared to a control group that simply learned about good sleep hygiene practices, but neither did Tai Chi, mm-hmm. nor did they learn the principles of cognitive behavioral therapy.
I don't want to, obviously it's a very deep issue, but when you say cognitive behavioral therapy, basically what are you talking about there?
Well, sleep is a behavior, and so one of the things that happens is that people learn over time that they simply can't go to sleep. They can't go to sleep in their bed, and they begin to think that there's something really wrong with them, and they think that they simply are the kind of person that can never go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sit in their beds, and that's what we call conditioning. They simply sit in their beds, and they worry that they can't go to sleep. The cognitive behavioral therapy breaks that cycle of disruptive thoughts about their sleep patterns.
What's the basics of doing that? Like, how do you get someone to stop worrying about sleeping?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. One of the most potent things is that you're having problems sleeping is not to lie in your bed for a long period of time worrying about not being able to go to sleep, but simply to get up out of bed and wait until you're sleepy again and go back and try again.
Mm-hmm.
That actually breaks that cycle of lying in your bed for long periods of time, not being able to go to sleep. We also perform what we call a sleep restriction. That is, we limit the amount of time that people are in bed. So
mm-hmm.
we ask them to follow a very strict sleep schedule so that when they are going to bed and they can't sleep, they still need to get up at a certain time, a set time in the next morning,
mm-hmm.
even if they haven't gotten a good night of sleep. The next night, they're going to be able to sleep in a much more consolidated, restful sleep. And over time, they learn that they can actually sleep in their own beds and get a good night's rest.
Dr. Michael Irwin, professor of psychiatry at the University of California in Los Angeles. The new study finding that cognitive behavioral therapy and Tai Chi, they help. I think he just dropped off the line. And that is it again. Dr. Michael Irwin.